He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to December. Welcome to the December 1st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm still on the road, but definitely working here today. We've got a rocky start to the market here to begin December. After, I guess, a weaker than expected shopping, Black Friday, shopping on Thanksgiving, shopping on Saturday, shopping on Sunday, didn't quite live up to expectations, and we start off the week with a drop in the Dow of 78 points. That works out to just 0.4%, however. We're at 17,749 on the Dow. The S&P 500 getting hit a little bit harder. It's down 0.6% right now. The S&P 500 is down 13.13. Uh-oh, that's not a good way to start the week, all those 13s, 2,054 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is taking the brunt of it. It's down 0.8, 0.9, call it, of 1% right now, almost a 1% drop. The NASDAQ is at 4,749 to open up the new month, the new week. The gold, I believe gold hit a four-year low on Friday. Gold is bouncing a little bit. It's up 1.5% today. Gold is at $1,194 per ounce. Crude oil, which has really been the headline maker here recently with the big, big plunge after OPEC decided not to cut production. And, of course, OPEC, mainly Saudi Arabia. Well, oil is now at $66.68. It is finding some support here today. The euro is at 1.248. And the 10-year yield is at 2.29 right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we look ahead December, obviously a big month for the consumer and a big month for the consumer stocks, a very big month for most retailers where this makes or breaks their year, these next 30 or 40 days or so. And so far, the retail spending over this year's four-day Thanksgiving weekend fell 11% versus the same four-day holiday weekend last year. Sales came in at $51 billion. Well, you know what? I mean, they're starting Black Friday now on Monday, on Tuesday. In fact, they're calling it Black Week now. Maybe that impacts. If you can go buy on Tuesday what you can buy on Thanksgiving Day at the same price, well, heck, I'm going to stay home on Thanksgiving Day with the family and eat turkey leftovers. And that's what seems to have happened this year. Now, how much of that is a drop. I just can't believe that the consumer, with those low gasoline prices right now, is not spending it at the local mall and won't be spending it on lots of consumer discretionary items here for the holiday. So I wouldn't really give too much heed to the drop that we had over this past four-day weekend. Overall, holiday sales this year are still expected to rise by 4.1%. And once again, I mean, stores like Target and Walmart, they started their sales days before the big holiday weekend. So that's got to take a little bit of the fire out of that Black Friday retail spending spree. It's also interesting to note that the oil markets have just been rocked. You know, I'm on a little short vacation. We're returning home here today. But I saw a big oil magnate down here vacationing. He's got a yacht. The mast on the yacht is probably 100 feet tall. the boat that he's on. He's an oil man from Texas. I'm not sure which company he's associated with. The boat has probably got 50 staterooms in it. It's a mini cruise ship. It really is a remarkable boat. But I was thinking, you know, while he's been here, oil has dropped from $75 per barrel to $65 per barrel. Now, I don't see his boat here today. Maybe he went home to tend to business. But if you own a company that makes money from selling oil, think about it. Oil was $107 per barrel, all right? What was that, about 6-8 weeks ago? If it's costing you, let's say, $40 per barrel to get it out of the ground through fracking methods, you've got a profit there of $67 for every barrel that you sell. There's a $67 profit, all right? Now, all of a sudden, oil is $65 per barrel. The cost of producing that oil did not go down. Now you're making $25 per barrel. You're not making $67 per barrel. You're making $25 per barrel. Now, that's just some rough math penciled out on the back of an envelope. But you can see the impact that this drop in oil has had on the oil producers. And you don't have to look much further than the oil stocks, which I don't own any oil producers. I sold the oil producers several months ago because my app, Best Stocks Now app, was telling me, hey, these things are dropping in rank, the performance is flattening out, the valuation may still be there, but there's something wrong. That's why I like that part of the equation, performance. You could still argue that the oil stocks, and I saw many articles written about how cheap they were and what opportunity they offer at these levels, but obviously there was something wrong. Those numbers were dropping. And you could see that in the performance of the stocks. You could see it visibly in the charts of the stocks. The oil stocks started falling apart 2-3 months ago. Now, I don't know about you, whether your broker has you in oil stocks and energy stocks and natural resource stocks, maybe you manage your account. If you're in those areas of the market, that's one of the worst places you can possibly be. So the oil stocks have really, really gotten hit hard here. I mean, just decimated here, especially over the last couple of weeks. Now, at some point, will there be an opportunity in the oil patch? Well, you know, we'll let that time come. We'll let the app tell us when the oil stocks are starting to shape up again. Now, they were starting to shape up last week, and I was tempted, but they never crossed the line into buy territory. So for now, I would continue to avoid the oil patch. I know that contrarian inside of you. I know that bargain hunting that you have to buy things right at the bottom. Right at the bottom, where obviously there's maximum upside. But you know what? You could have argued that the bottom was a month ago. And now you're way underwater. You could have argued that the bottom was 2 weeks ago. You're way underwater. You could have argued that the bottom was last week, and now you're down even further. So I don't like guessing the bottoms. I don't mind missing some of the early action in stocks in order to make sure that the trend has reversed and they're starting to head back up again. I'm willing to give up a few points there. Otherwise, you stand to have happen what's happened to these energy stocks here recently. Now, we have Black Monday, Black Friday. The e-commerce is really doing much, much better than people going to the shopping mall. You know, personally, I like going to the mall once in a while, hearing the bells jingling and all of the seeing the happy faces. Most of them are stressed out, to be honest. But the commerce, e-commerce spending, while the mall spending was down 11%. E-commerce spending rose 32% on Thanksgiving Day and 26% on Black Friday, which tells you that a lot more people are shopping at home these days and actually getting in the car, going out, fighting for a parking place, spreading a little holiday cheer, getting out of the car in the cold, trudging into the mall, sometimes through slush, to find that perfect present. Instead, they're sitting at home by a crackling fire on the internet, watching football and ordering online, which makes a lot more sense in today's world, doesn't it? Well, can we still make a case for the stock market? We go through the macros today of the market. The market bull is now 68 months old. Is that bull still intact, or is the bear starting to wake up and rear his ugly head? When we come back, we'll look at the big picture of the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson still on the road. We're flying home here today, so hopefully we'll have that crystal clear ISDN dedicated modem line, a little clearer voice, but I think we're probably doing okay here. We'll try to give you some good content to make up for the little bit of a little bit of disturbance in the voice quality here. Can we still make a case for the bull market? The bull market began in March of 2009. I've been a bull in the market ever since. But every single week I examine the question, is the bull market still intact? Are the warning signs there that the bull is starting to crumble? Well, it's obviously not as fresh as it was in 2013 when the stimulus was still in the system. The bull is getting a little weary here. I mean, this has been a long bull market that has carried the S&P 500 from 666 to over 1,800. And the quantitative easing, the stimulus that helped to get us here. And you can say, well, this market's been propped up, this market's been phony. But as an investor in the market, are you really going to criticize what's gotten you here? If you've been fully invested in your 401k since 2009, well, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Your 401k should be a 1201k right now. And obviously, quantitative easing, money printing, borrowing, keeping interest rates low, bond buyback program, TARP funds has helped get your 401k to where it is today. Hopefully, it's a 1201k. But what we don't want to have happen is to have your 1201k go back to a 601k because the last bear market took 53% from the S&P 500. So we've got to be on guard right now. There's a lot of dangers out there in the world. There's a lot of things that could happen, but we can't invest in what could happen. People that invested in what could happen predicted a crash of the dollar, soaring inflation, soaring gold. That obviously hasn't happened. They were wrong. At least they've been wrong up until now. That may happen at some point in the future, but that has not been the way to grow your investment funds over the last 6 years almost now. The way to grow those funds has been invested in the U.S. stock market. But having said that, we need to watch every single week. We need to look in our rearview mirror. We need to weigh the evidence as to whether or not the bull market is still intact and whether the current trajectory that it's on, can support higher prices. We've gone again from 666 to over 1,800. We have new players now. Gone are Henry Paulson, gone are Tim Geithner, gone is Ben Bernanke, and we have a new crew on board. And the quantitative easing, for the most part, here in America, is over. And now the economy must stand on its own 2 feet. The last print that we had of the U.S. economy of GDP was 3.7%. And the U.S. economy, the numbers that come out on the U.S. economy will be one of the main issues that we'll be watching going forward as to whether or not the bull market can remain intact. Now, as we look at the end of quantitative easing in America, that's a big strike against the market because you want to go with the Fed. But at the same time, the Fed hasn't flipped the switch. We haven't gone from quantitative easing to quantitative tightening yet. We still have a very loose monetary policy. And that's why you continue to see the market go up. But having said that, we're seeing quantitative easing show up in other places in the world. And at some point in time, the balance of power, which has been centered here in the U.S. and the U.S. stock market, may start trickling out. Japan is trying a major round of quantitative easing. Stocks love quantitative easing. Stocks love stimulus. It remains to be seen, however, whether or not Japan, a country that sells more adult diapers than baby diapers can overcome those poor demographics and get their economy out of the doldrums. Europe, another place that's in economic doldrums right now as it relates to their growth, which basically is non-existent, they are also going to be doing different attempts at quantitative easing of their own. We've handed off the baton of quantitative easing to other countries, and let's not forget China, which is now also cutting interest rates of their own. Their interest rates have gone from 6% down to 5.4%, and they're looking at a quantitative easing round of their own. This is all bullish for stocks. This is bullish for equities, not so much for the bond and the debt markets. Now, as we look at Japan, I really don't see them getting out of the rut that they're in, but I'm watching. There's a few things that I'm watching in Japan to see if there might be some opportunity there. I continue to watch Europe. I still don't see a whole lot of opportunity there. But I'm watching. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for some European stocks or some European funds or some European exchange-traded funds to start rising up in the ranks of the rankings that I do. And you say, well, why don't you just nibble at some now? You're probably buying at or near the bottom. No, I don't like that kind of thinking. He could have said that in many countries and many stocks over the years. It's got to be at a bottom here. Only to find out it was nowhere near the bottom. There was still a lot of downside risk. So I wait and let the app, the ranking system that I invented, tell me when things have finally stabilized. Not only stabilized, but they're starting to head up again. And as of now, I'm not really seeing that in Japan. Although I'm watching, I'm anxious to divest and diversify a little bit away from the U.S., where I'm heavily weighted, into other areas. But I just haven't seen it yet. And as I look at Europe, that's the one that really interests me. I just haven't seen it yet. And lastly, China. Well, you know, they're starting to rumble over there. The sleeping giant is starting to wake up a little bit, trying to do something. They're worried about 7.5% growth. No, that's too slow. We need to stoke the economy or keep it going at 8%. Well, I've just kind of nibbled around the edges of the China market. But as we look so far around the world, U.S. stocks continue to dominate. We now have an S&P that's up 12% year-to-date. Now, the broader indexes have not done nearly that well. This has been a great year for index investors. They didn't do so well in 2008, however. The S&P is up 12%. As we look around the world, Europe's down 4%. Big difference. China's up 6%. Decent, but not like the U.S. is doing. And South America continues to get crushed. So at least for now, the U.S. continues to lead the pack. But what about the internals of the market? Is the U.S. running out of steam? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's about the money manager, Bill Gunderson, where the big question we ask every week, the bull market. I mean, that's the first decision you have to make, right? Whether to be in, have both feet in, or out. I liken it to a swimming pool. You know, if you're just dipping your toes in the water, you can't really do too much there. And you try to get in just, well, ankle deep or leg deep. You know, you got to be totally in it if you really want to profit from it. And look at the people that have been totally in it since 2009. And I'm one of the money managers out there that has been totally in it since 2009. And I'm not a guy that likes being in the water all the time. There's a time and there's a season for everything. And I believe there's times when the numbers start to show it that it's best to flee the market. But I've been in the market for the last 68 months, and every week in my newsletter, in fact, we're moving towards the bottom line here today of how I feel about the markets right now, whether you should be in it or out of it. And not only that, the best places in the market. Sometimes the bond market's the best place to be. Sometimes commodities are the best place to be. Sometimes cash is the best place to be. Sometimes being inverse the market is the best place to be. But this trend that we're examining here once again today has been in place now since March 9th of 2009. And in my newsletter on March 27th, 2009, I said a new bull market has been born. And ever since then, every week examining all of the facts in the newsletter, I've come away with the conclusion that the bull is still intact. But what about now? There's been some changes. Oil prices are plunging right now. $66 per barrel from 109. Is this an indication that global demand is equal to global softness in the economies around the world? After all, if the economies were so strong around the world, they wouldn't be announcing new rounds of quantitative easing to try to perk up their economies. But having said that, so far, everything we've looked at seems to check out for now. We're not done examining the patient. We've taken the heartbeat. We've listened through the stethoscope. We've put a flashlight in the ears of the market. S&P up 12% so far, Dow up 7.5%. Broader index is not doing as well. S&P small cap, Russell 2000, about flat on the year. Emerging markets treading water, up 4% on the year. India, big winner so far this year. I have a 15% weighting, 10% weighting, something like that, to the India market. It's up about 35 to 40% this year, depending on which index you're looking at. Europe is struggling mightily, down 4% so far this year. China's up 6%, basically making back what it lost last year. China was down 5% last year. It continues to tread water. The bond market still looks okay. I don't see hot interest rates rising all of a sudden here anytime soon. So it's an okay place to be. But basically, the bond market is making back this year what it lost last year. Last year, the long bond, U.S. long bond, was down 16%. That was quite a hit. This year, it's up 19%, so making back almost all of what it lost last year. The 10-year treasury was down 7% last year. Well, it's up 6.6% this year. We've seen a drop since the beginning of the year. We started the year on the 10-year bond at 2.98%. We're currently at 2.23%. So we've seen a big drop in interest rates, mostly fear-driven, I would call it. Ebola, Europe, oil prices, ISIL, Israel, Gaza, a lot of things still going on in the world, aren't there? And there's always the fear, there's always the potential, and it's not a matter of if something else unknown will hit us. It's when. And right now, we've gone since about the middle of October. We've had a pretty good run in the market since that fear that we had, all of those ease that I was talking about, Europe, Ebola, the economy, etc. But since then, there's been some cues in the market that have helped, and our market has rebounded mightily. Quantitative easing by Japan, quantitative easing by Europe, quantitative easing by Russia, and guess what? The market has turned around. Still not a good place, in my opinion, to be in a commodities or natural resources of any kind. Oil down 26% on the year, gold down 4% on the year. I've had no exposure to gold for the last several years, and I currently have no interest. And I currently have no interest in nibbling at any of the energy or oil stocks. I started to warm up to them a little bit here the last couple of weeks, but then the big plunge last week. So obviously, they still have not found the bottom. They still have not stabilized. They still have not started building that sideways base, which can take weeks or even months to repair the damage that has been done to the oil and oil, the oil markets and oil stocks. Another big factor in the market this year, the U.S. dollar. The dollar broke out in July of this year, and it has gone on a straight-up run ever since. Why is the U.S. dollar so strong? Because currencies trade on a relative basis. Take a look at the yen. You'll see the opposite of the dollar. The yen is plunging. Take a look at the euro. The euro is plunging. The ruble is plunging. The dollar is considered the safest haven in the world, and that's not good for commodities. It's driven gold down, and it's one of the factors that has driven oil prices into the ground. So commodities still not a good place to be. Now, the best place to be has been U.S. stocks. So let's look at this week's ranking of the indexes around the world. I track 77 different indexes, all different kinds, bond indexes, emerging market indexes, small cap indexes, mid cap indexes. 9 of the 10 leading indexes once again this week have two things in common. Number one, they're U.S. oriented, and number two, they're equities. There are no bond indexes in the top 10. There's no emerging markets in the top 10. The only one, the one out of 10 that is non-U.S. related, is the Japan Hedged Equity Index, which is DXJ. That's an exchange-traded fund that's put out by WisdomTree that's hitting new highs right now. It's hedged against the plunge in the yen, and it buys Japanese stocks. It's number one right now, in fact, but the other 9 out of 10, and this is the important part of this study, is that the other 10 are U.S. equities related. And it's been that way now for a long, long time. What are the bottom indexes in the world? Here's the neighborhoods to avoid. Do you think you want to be invested in Russian small caps? You know, I heard a lot of contrarians earlier this year saying, hey, we had to step up to the plate and buy Russia here. Buy some Russian stocks. That was 6 months ago. That was 5 months ago. That was 4 months ago. They continue to plunge and hit new lows. How do you think the African index is doing this year? Not too good. Either is Europe. Greece not doing well. South Korea, Australia, Italy, Europe not doing well. Those are the places to continue to avoid. Now we look at the asset classes. Some people believe in asset allocation. You know what? They say, you can't guess. You can't be in the best asset classes at any given time, so just buy a little bit of all of them. Your main weighting, they say, should be in stocks and bonds, maybe 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, something like that. But as I look at the 34 asset class rankings in my newsletter here and in my app, the top 10 are all equity-related, stock-related. I still believe that this is a asset allocation to stock type of world, and I currently don't have any exposure to the bond market. I just see the bond market as a safe haven where people are going right now when fears come up. I don't really think people are buying bonds with the thought in mind that interest rates are going to go back down. I mean, we're at 2.3% on the 10-year. How much downside could they have from here unless the world really gets to be a scary place, which it could. But for now, stocks continue to dominate the top spots in the asset class rankings. NASDAQ. Large cap dividend, small cap dividend, small cap value, mid cap growth. That ought to be real helpful when it comes to allocating that 401k at work. U.S. stocks still on top of the heap. How about the sectors? We'll examine those when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far, what we've determined is U.S. stocks, equities, ownership, not lending money, not bonds, not foreign stocks, not commodities, not gold, not silver, not oil contract, oil futures, U.S. stocks continue to be the very best place to be. And as I've watched all of the economic reports come in on a daily basis, I haven't seen anything yet to dissuade me that the U.S. economy is still growing, is still expanding. It doesn't look like we've peaked yet. It doesn't look like we're having any contractions yet, no contraction pain. So far, the economy remains intact. Yeah, I know. It's not the strongest economy. It's not the best recovery we've ever had. The job market is still not the greatest job market that we've ever had. You can pick it apart to death all you want, but the fact of the matter is the market continues to hit new all-time highs, right? Isn't that more important than being picky? I've seen paralysis of analysis so many times. As a professional money manager, I've had interactions with thousands and thousands of people over the 20 years that I've been in the business. And I've seen those people that really never get in because they're always worried about something. Paralysis of analysis, I call it. Why not make it simple? Make it a little bit more simple and look at the big picture. It's hard to argue. You can argue. I even have people that will argue with me about the bull market that's tripled the market since 2009. Well, it was all propped up. There was no volume. That's another one I love. There's no volume. Well, you know, tell that to the guy whose 401k was $200,000 5.5 years ago, and today it's $600,000. Go tell him there's no volume, all right? So you can't be too picky. You have to look at the big picture, and the big picture says that the U.S. economy is still growing. You can pick it apart as much as you want. I know the underemployment numbers, they're not counting inflation right, I know. But the fact of the matter is, look at what the market's doing. That's the truth teller right there, okay? And we've determined so far that the U.S. stock market is still in a bull market. Now, what does that mean for your 401k? And you say, well, I've been out for the last 5 years. I just know that if I'm going to get in now, this is the end. I'm jinxed. As soon as I buy into the market, it starts to flop. And as soon as I get out, it soars. Well, you know what? You have to deal with the market that's in front of you. You could have made an argument 2 years ago that it was too high. And look what it's done over the last 2 years. It's up another 60%. You just have to be in. It ain't over till it's over. Where you don't want to be right now is on the sidelines in cash. You don't want to be a bear. Just talk to some of the bears. You want to talk to a bear? I mean, these guys are grumpy these days. Woo! Don't want to go near them. They're in a bad mood. These guys that have been shorting the market, that's the worst place you could be. Silver. Second worst place you could be. Gold. Third worst place. Cash. Emerging markets, none of it's working. U.S. stocks. I've sounded like a broken record for the last 5.5 years, but I'm proud of that broken record because I've been right. The market has more than tripled, and there will come a time when U.S. stocks are not the best place to be. That's why I publish my newsletter every single weekend. Even when I'm on vacation, I wrote my newsletter. I did a very thorough newsletter. You ought to read it. You ought to read the insights that are there that I put into the newsletter. again this weekend about the drop in oil, about quantitative easing around the world, about where the opportunities are right now in the market. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Now, if U.S. stocks are the best place to be, that's a big ocean out there. I've done a little fishing while I've been on vacation. Luckily, I was in the right spots. I did my homework. I talked to the local guides that are on the water all the time. I followed their advice. I went where they told me to go. The fishing was so good, it was like every cast. I'm going home. My tackle box is decimated. Every lure in my tackle box has been chewed up. There's nothing left of them with these toothy critters down here. I've got to, next time I come down, reload and bring all new lures. Had some terrific fishing. Well, how's your fishing in the market right now? Here's the areas that the local guides are fishing in. The biotech sector. The pharmaceutical sector. The healthcare sector. They're all related one to another. This continues to be the best area in the market for now. And you could have said a year ago, well, this has been going up for a long time, Bill. What do you think about now? You think it's still a good place to get in? Well, here I am again. 2 years later, year and a half later, still telling you what the best areas of the market are. Throw in the consumer staples sector. I showed a chart of a Vanguard consumer staples ETF, which continues to hit new highs. Throw in the airlines. Oh, man, my airline stocks. The day that that was last Friday, the day that oil prices plunged again, what do you think the airline stocks did? Southwest Airlines Love, LUV, which is a stock I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, also Alaska Air, ALK. And I still like the retail sector. They still show up as one of the top sectors in the market. These low gas prices, which just got lower, it's like getting a pay raise. Heaven forbid we're going to save that money. Most U.S. consumers, workers, are going to celebrate at this holiday time, season time, spend a little extra money. That's why the retail sector continues to do well. Those continue to be the best sectors in the market. The worst sectors, natural gas, oil and gas exploration, gold miners, anything foreign, those continue to be the worst sectors in the market. I think the app is a pretty handy little tool that keeps me in the right areas of the market and it keeps me out of the bad neighborhoods. The app can be downloaded at the iTunes store. It's Cyber Week, I think. Treat yourself to the app. The basic version is free. You'll love it. Best Stocks Now on the iTunes store. Or go to the Google Play store. It's in the Android style also. And if you just don't want to deal with the small smartphone, just go to the website, beststocksnowapp.com. BestStocksNowApp.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money, we're working all week, 855-611-BEST. That's
this show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.